Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 57 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about open-source contributions, and I know some people who listen to the show aren't developers, so I want to give you a quick introduction to what it is. Basically, if you're a developer, you write two different types of code. One type of code is meant to be private. You know, you wrote this code for a client and they want to own it. You wrote this code for yourself and you want to own it. Whatever it ends up being, the rest of the world doesn't see the code. And that's the most sensible way to do it because you wrote that code, right? And telling everybody else how that code works means basically sharing with them your inner secrets, and now they know your secrets and now they can steal your secrets. That's the way traditional thinking goes. And there's a lot of places where that's the right thing to do. But there's this weird concept in programming called open source where we essentially reveal the source or the code that powers things to the rest of the world. And sometimes it's so that they can use that source. Sometimes it's so that they can learn from it. Sometimes they actually contribute back and help you make it better. And it's really hard to explain in a short period of time, but just so you know, in general, when I say open source code, what I mean is putting the source to your code out on the internet where anybody can get it through a tool, probably like one called GitHub. So a lot of people look at open source code and they say, I use it all the time. It's really helpful, but I would never release anything on it. And sometimes the thing is I don't have any time. But regardless of whether or not you have any time, one thing I've been hearing consistently from people is my code isn't good enough and I can't represent myself with that code, or I can't represent my company. We actually had a conversation at Titan yesterday where we were talking about individuals in the company representing, you know, Titan when they released code and saying, well, what is the quality standard it has to be up to before we're willing to release it as a, you know, something that Titan is wanting to put our stamp on and everything. And the same thing is true for individuals. When you first start releasing code, you never feel like, you know, your stuff is good enough to put out there. And so there's definitely an element of imposter syndrome there for starters. The vast majority of us look at the people who are out there publicly, who are teaching and speaking, releasing code, and we say, well, they're brilliant and I'm an idiot and therefore, you know, I can never do it. But there's also some actually healthy understandings that's not just imposter syndrome, where often the people who release code, you know, have been doing the particular thing that they're doing. Like maybe somebody releases an OAuth library. Well, maybe that person has been studying OAuth for 7 years. Well, they probably know OAuth better than you who implemented it once last month. So there's, you know, there's both healthy and unhealthy apprehension towards releasing something. But the thing is, regardless of it, if there's a tool that's not out there and you have that tool written, your version of the tool will be the best one that's out there. Right. And not only that, the benefit of open source is that when you release it, other people can help you. And so when you release that tool that somebody else has been wanting to write forever and just doesn't have time, that one person now saw that you did 80% of the work and they could just come in and help you tweak those little areas. And you'll learn when they help you tweak it. And the whole world will be better because now there's even a better tool out there. So I've been releasing open source code for ages. And one thing worth noting is almost nothing that I release is a traditional piece of releasable open source code. And what I mean by that is when someone releases open source code, what they release is a package usually that can be pulled into, you know, a PHP or JavaScript or Ruby or whatever. That's the most common way for somebody to release code to other people for them to use. And I've almost never done that. I release plugins for CMSs, but the vast majority of the stuff that I do is I create an entire software as a service from scratch and I put it online and I put the code online. And that's a pretty untraditional way of releasing it. And the reason I do that is because I want to encourage other people to see how easy it is to create a SaaS. But not only that, I also want people to say, hey, I can just take this code and, you know, fork it and turn it into my own thing. So the problem with that is a lot of the ones that I have live right now are all based on the same one that I wrote 5 years ago or 4 years ago, 3 years, I don't even know when it was, but a long time ago. And so there's things embedded in the core of some of these applications that I wrote years ago, stuff I'm totally embarrassed by. And even back then, I probably wouldn't have been really excited for a lot of people to be digging through and seeing that that's how I write code. And none of the applications that I maintain right now that I have the source open are really indicative of the type of work that we do at Titan, right? And not to say that when I write open source code, I write bad code, but I definitely often in a lot of places cut corners and don't have time to really do the absolute best thing. Like, I don't look at them as like a portfolio for someone to understand, like, what is your code going to look like if you hire Titan, right? So I could be terrified of releasing it because I don't want someone to read through one of these and say, what, he used that there, or he did that shortcut there, or he never fixed that. I mean, like, like Symposium is the one I've been doing the most work on, and it doesn't even follow PSR2. And if you're a PHP developer, you're like, what? And it's just because I just haven't had time, right? There's always pull requests open, and I never have reached a point where there's zero pull requests open so I could stop and convert the whole thing over to PSR2. I could never have a client project right now that didn't follow PSR2, but this open source project does. So it's just like, I think there's something to be said. And yes, maybe I've lost clients. Maybe some people are judging me. I don't know for sure. But what I want to say is just like, just do it. Just get it out there. Like, put your code out. Everyone is going to recognize, like, if you are hiding that you don't know what you're doing, first of all, you're probably suffering from a little bit of imposter syndrome and you're probably not as bad as you think. But second of all, you're never going to get better until you're just willing to be open about it. Like, just imagine the burden you're putting on your shoulders of trying to hide from the world that you're maybe not as good as you think you're supposed to be. Like, just be open about where you are and then get better. And then there's going to be a public trail of how much you've improved. Like, don't even worry about it. So, like, I'm not saying put a whole bunch of crappy plugins out into the world. Like, if the plugin doesn't work well or the package is terrible or if the SaaS is not worth other people looking at, okay, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, if it's great and you think other people should see it, but you're worried that you're not a good enough programmer to do everything perfect, put it out there and ask for help. Say, this is my first open source contribution ever, and I feel like I'm not good enough. I would love for people to give me feedback and pull requests and issues and review it. And people are gonna be like, that's awesome. Nice work. Good job doing that, regardless of whether your code is perfect, right? So I think the thing is, for an individual, I feel that way. And also for a company, like, I could say nothing shall be released from any developer in Titan, you know, within in any way that could be, you know, trailed back to Titan unless it has gone through a 5-week approval process, blah, 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 blah. And I just can't do that. Now, granted, I understand that, like, if we were putting out a series of plugins under the Titan Co. namespace, right, that might be a different thing. And I've heard people say recently, like, don't release stuff from your company's GitHub profile under your company's namespace unless you feel like it represents your company well. Yes, I get it. That's fine. I understand. I'll probably do the same thing. But that doesn't mean individuals in my company who may have even written these plugins original source while working on projects for Titan can't do that. And it's fine if they even say in their GitHub profile, I work for Titan Co. That's fine. I don't care. Like, because I want them to go out there. I want them to, you know, and they're doing that. I'm not preaching to them right now. They're doing that already. But just like in general to the world, like, I think we need to encourage people to be more likely to blog, tweet, release code, all that kind of stuff without the fear of incrimination, without the fear of the rest of the world pointing at them laughing, saying, oh, you're so terrible, you know? Like, if only you were as good as me, you would actually be worth releasing some open source code. So just go do it. It's going to be great. I believe in you. So thanks for listening to 5-Minute Geek Show. We're at 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, F-I-V-E. And you could subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. If you like the show, it'd be amazing if you could share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes, or release an open source package that is purely just words and other such things of how great you think 5-Minute Geek Show is. Thanks. Until next time, I'm Matt Stauffer, 5-Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay. Can you say 5-Minute Geek Show?
5-Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.